Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ira Flagstead. Batting second. The shortstop, Buddy Meyer. Batting third. The right fielder, Cleo Carlisle. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Wally Shaner. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Phil Toth. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bill Reagan. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Billy Rogel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Grover Hartley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal Wiltz. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Hal Wiltz. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Frank O'Rourke. Batting second. The right fielder, Herschel Bennett. Batting third. The first baseman, George Sisler. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bing Miller. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Harry Rice. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Otis Miller. Batting seventh. The catcher, Steve O'Neill. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Wally Gerber. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Milt Gaston. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Milt Gaston. And now, play ball. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead hits a line drive into left field. Miller picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Miller. Flagstead moves to second. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Flagstead moves to third. One out. Cleo Carlisle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlisle hits a fly ball towards center. Rice catches it and throws to home to double up Flagstead. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke takes first base on ball four. Herschel Bennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bennett hits a fly ball into right field. Carlisle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. O'Rourke moves to third. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rogel fields it and throws to first for the out. O'Rourke scores. Sisler moves to second. Two outs. It's 1-0, Browns. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards first. Toth scoops it up and throws to first, with Wiltz covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wally Shaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sisler juggles the ball. That's an error on Sisler. Phil Toth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Toth hits a pop-up towards third. Miller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Gaston. Shaner moves to second. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan strikes out. Two outs. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox nothing. the Browns will come to bat. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill hits a fly ball into right field. Carlisle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Miller. The throw from Hartley and he is out, Meyer applying the tag. Two outs. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rogel fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Grover Hartley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartley hits a line drive towards short. Gerber reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Wiltz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiltz hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sisler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ira Flagstad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstad is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Flagstad hits a line drive into left field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Milt Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston hits a line drive into left field. That will be extra bases. Shaner fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Shaner. Gaston moves to third. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. O'Rourke hits a ball on the ground between third and short. The ball bounces off Rogel, and towards Meyer, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Herschel Bennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bennett is 0-for-1 in the game. Bennett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gaston scores. It's 2-0, Browns. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sisler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bennett moves to third. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Miller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bennett scores. Sisler moves to third. It's 3-0, Browns. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice takes first base on ball 4. Miller moves to second. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sisler scores. Miller scores. Rice moves to second. It's 5-0, Browns. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Neill hits a fly ball into right field. Carlisle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rice tags and moves to third. Two outs. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Hartley to Rogel. The throw back to home, and Rice is out at the plate. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Meyer hits a fly ball into left field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cleo Carlisle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlisle is 0-for-1 in the game. Carlisle strikes out. two outs. Wally Shaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaner is 0 for 1 in the game. Shaner hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. O'Neill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0 for 1 in the game. Gerber hits a pop-up towards third. Rogel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milt Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Gaston hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. O'Rourke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Meyer fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0 for 1 in the game. Tote hits a fly ball into right field. Bennett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 0 for 1 in the game. Reagan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0 for 1 in the game. Rogel hits a fly ball into left field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Grover Hartley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartley is 0 for 1 in the game. Hartley hits a line drive into left field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5. With the score, the Browns 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bill Moore now catching. Herschel Bennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bennett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bennett hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6 to nothing. Browns. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Sisler hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Flagstead, who is chasing the ball. Sisler reaches third base with a triple. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Miller hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstead settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Sisler tags and scores. One out. It's 7-0, Browns. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Rice hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Carlisle. Rice reaches second base with a double. Dell Lundgren now pitching. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Miller takes first base on ball 4. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. O'Neill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tote fields the ball and throws to Lundgren covering. Safe. Rice moves to third. Miller moves to second. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0 for 2 in the game. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rogel fields it and throws to first for the out. Rice scores. Miller moves to third. O'Neill moves to second. Two outs. It's 8-0, Browns. Milt Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Moore for a passed ball. Miller scores. O'Neill moves to third. It's 9-0, Browns. Milt Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Gaston hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Flagstead. Gaston reaches second base with a double. O'Neill scores. It's 10-0, Browns. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. O'Rourke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rogel fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 10, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Rothrock pinch hits for Dell Lundgren. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Flagstead hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sisler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-2 in the game. Meyer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rothrock moves to second. Cleo Carlisle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlisle is 0-for-2 in the game. Carlisle hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sisler scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Carlisle for the out. Rothrock moves to third. Meyer moves to second. Two outs. Wally Shaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaner is 0-for-2 in the game. Shaner hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. O'Neill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 10, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Rothrock now playing shortstop. Arlie Tarbert now playing center field. Rudy Summers now pitching. Herschel Bennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bennett is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Bennett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a triple. Sisler takes first base on ball 4. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Miller hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Reagan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sisler. The throw from Moore and he is safe. Sisler steals second. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Summers fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 10, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0-for-2 in the game. Tote takes first base on ball 4. Red Rawlings pinch runs for Phil Tote. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Reagan hits a pop-up towards short. Gerber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-for-2 in the game. Rogel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rawlings moves to second. Bill Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Rawlings moves to third. Rogel moves to second. Bill Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Rice. Moore reaches second base with a double. Rawlings scores. Rogel moves to third. It's 10-1, Browns. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rothrock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Rourke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Rogel scores. Moore moves to third. Two outs. It's 10-2, Browns. Arlie Tarbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tarbert hits a fly ball into right field. Bennett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 10, and the Red Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Red Rawlings now playing first base. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Miller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. O'Neill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rothrock fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rogel fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 10, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rudy Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cleo Carlisle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlisle is 0-for-3 in the game. Carlisle hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Shaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaner is 0-for-3 in the game. Shaner hits a line drive into left field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Rawlings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rawlings hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Rourke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 10, and the Red Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Milt Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got one RBI. Gaston hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rogel fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. O'Rourke takes first base on ball 4. Herschel Bennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bennett is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Bennett bunts towards the mound. Summers fields it and throws to first for the out. O'Rourke moves to second. Two outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles, a triple, and a walk. Sisler hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Tarbert. Sisler reaches second base with a double. O'Rourke scores. It's 11-2, Browns. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got three RBIs. Miller hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Shaner. Miller reaches second base with a double. Sisler scores. It's 12-2, Browns. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Miller moves to third. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Rice hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Carlisle. Rice reaches second base with a double. Miller scores. It's 13-2, Browns. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Miller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rice scores. It's 14-2, Browns. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. O'Neill takes first base on ball 4. Miller moves to second. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Gerber takes first base on ball 4. Miller moves to third. O'Neill moves to second. Milt Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Gaston hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rogel fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 14, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Reagan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rogel hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 14-3, Browns. Bill Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Moore hits a fly ball into right field. Bennett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Rothrock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Rourke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 14, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.